Ireland's Classic Hits Radio presents A Parent's Guide to Social Media.
Sergeant Michael Quirk is with us today. There's been a spike in money laundering cases involving students in Kerry, and this has prompted Gardaí to roll out an awareness campaign in schools and colleges on the dangers of becoming money mules for criminal gangs. Gardaí say young people are being increasingly approached by criminals seeking clean bank accounts to lodge and transfer money. And so Kerry Gardaí have launched Operation Mullet to tackle this problem. It's led to over 30 prosecutions in recent times, 20 convictions so far, and mostly, surprisingly, involving people between the age of 16 and 21. So very, very young. A young person as well, they might think that, oh, this is a victimless crime. Oh, we didn't know this is what was happening and we'll get away with it. But you won't get away with it.
No. Part of the law, as I say, the Section 7 of the Criminal Justice Act, Money Laundering and Terrorist Financing Act, states that even if you're unwittingly, if you're reckless as to the use of your account, so even though you don't know where, what, like I say, victimless crime, you don't know where the money came from, you're not involved in the crime itself, where 10,000 euros is taken out of someone's account, because you're allowing your account to be used, you can be prosecuted and will be prosecuted for money laundering.
Yeah, so it
that's
matter,
the offence.
Yeah.
Ignorance is not it's not a justification in this
yes,
case.
Yeah. And this is very much a growing problem, Michael. The figures are growing every year, from 5 million in the first 6 months of 2021 to 12 million the following year in the same period. And then in the first 6 months of 2023, that number went up to 17.5 million.
Yeah. Online fraud it's increasing exponentially every year. From a crime point of view, in Garda Síochána, like burglaries have dropped in a lot of parts of the country. Burglaries have dropped up to 50%, but online fraud is gone up a couple of 100% increase. I don't have the exact figures now, but yeah. Like online fraud it's the new type of crime. It's not new, it's been there for years, but yeah. It's increasing every year. There's no boundaries to it. There's no, like, you can be anywhere in the world and you can, you know, send out these messages. There's no boundaries. It goes everywhere in the world. And it's something we have to be very vigilant of. With online bank accounts, like 10 years ago, we wouldn't have dreamt of having the access to our own accounts that we have now. So,
well, I'll tell you, the amount of times I've gone to the supermarket and I've had to put all the stuff back because I forgot to bring my bank card with me. And people say, should you not have it on your phone? I actually won't put it on my phone. I'm just afraid. Do you know, I'm just so vigilant with it. But I mean, there's so many fraudulent schemes going around. Like you mentioned, the toll, the e-toll thing, the electricity thing. The other one that was going around for a while there, the "Hi Mom, I lost my phone" text that people get, even though their daughter or their son could be sitting next to them and they're not texting them at all. Or maybe they don't even have a son or a daughter. There just seems to be a new one every week, doesn't there?
Absolutely. And as I said there at the start of the interview, the one I saw there was 3 or 4 weeks ago was about the credit, your electricity credit rating.
Yeah.
You know, so we're all being promised the money there from the government. The next thing you see this link and, you know, you're clicking it. The other one with the customs and revenue, most of us get packages. So, do you know, like, the criminals evolve as fast as, you know, as fast as we do, you know what I mean? So we have to, try to be a step ahead of them.
So, Michael, what do you want people to know about the scams that are out there to keep themselves safe? And what's your main message for parents when it comes to safety?
Well, in relation to the scams, between the emails and the text messages and the calls, these things are evolving every day. Like, we know there's going to be a new one next Monday, whether it is a text message or whether you receive a call. I know a person that received a call. They were pretending to be from the Garda station and the actual Garda station number popped up on their phone. So, like, these phone numbers can be cloned. Just if you ever get it, like, whether it is someone from a hospital ringing you or a council or from AIR or anything, just sit back and think twice. Why is this person ringing me? Always ask for a number and tell them you can ring them back, and then talk to someone else. Ask someone, I got this phone, talk to a family member, a neighbour, a friend. If you're in doubt, ring your local Garda station or even your bank and just say, I got this phone call off AIB fraud, and then they'll say, no, that's a scam. So just don't jump into it straight away. Always hang up, tell them, I'll ring you back, ask for a number, but just think twice before someone looks for your details, or why are they asking for your details?
If somebody knocked on your front door and asked you for your details, you wouldn't hand it over. Yet someone rings
Absolutely.
Your phone and says, oh, I'm from such and such a place. And people do. It's crazy.
Yeah. We are a very trusting nation here in Ireland, you know, and I suppose we like to see the best side of people.
Yeah,
Absolutely.
You don't want to offend
like
or be rude.
Good. Do you know, it's ask for ID. If someone calls to your door, you wouldn't let inside the door without being satisfied who they were or why they're there. So it's the same when you receive a phone call. Just sit back and think and never feel embarrassed to say, give me your number or ring me back this evening at 6 o'clock or give me your number and I'll ring you back, and then talk to someone else and ask them about it.
All right. There is Sergeant Michael Quirk, Kerry Crime Prevention Officer. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Trina.
Thanks a lot.
This is a Parent's Guide to Social Media. You can catch up on all the episodes, which are available as a podcast. Just search Ireland's Classic Hits Parent's Guide. This has been a Sound and Vision initiative, funded by Cumasúin na mBian with the television licence fee.